Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles beat the White Sox 4-1 last night. They get their 70th win of the year, and I hope you were tuning into 105.7 The Fan yesterday at 6. It was award-winning BBT. Bordy in the bone. Always a great time. And let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick joins us now. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Before we get to the Orioles on the field, we have not spoken to you since the Orioles promoted their GM to president. At least
we think.
We're pretty sure they did. Because
we don't know exactly when.
They have confirmed that the story from The Athletic is true to their own beat people, but they have yet to put out a press conference or hold a press conference, press release or press conference. So just your thoughts on that whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know, man. I think the Orioles, as much as they try to be transparent, are very non-transparent. And this is a little bit of a secretive move done over the off season that maybe they just kind of, you know, shoved away as like, oh, this doesn't mean anything because I'm still in charge of everything. And Mike Elias is. So, you know, he's still in charge of baseball ops. It's a different title. So who knows, maybe we're getting a little, you know, carried away with just, well, why didn't they come out and tell us this information? But I think it's important because now they've got to go out and hire a general manager, along with everything else that the Orioles have to do this offseason as far as rebuilding a team. And I know they don't call it rebuilding, but it is more of a rebuilding year than I think it's been in the past. I mean, they need a whole new bullpen. They need so many pieces, along with a bigger front office. So a lot of stuff that has to be done now with Mike Elias. And I think that's kind of the least of their problems, worrying about going out and telling us all that he got a promotion.
Does it make you wonder at all, though, whether this is like, is this cosmetic or is this seismic, right? Like, are we just adding one person from the outside and that GM role who's neutered by having to answer to a team president who just had that job the last 7 years and who's coming into a situation surrounded by, let's face it, people who pretty much have just gone along or thought the same way as Mike Elias? Like, I wonder if this is just a shell game, right? Kind of a PR thing, but like, let's be real, this person's going to be hired by Mike Elias, and Mike Elias is going to have a big hand in whoever the manager is. So I just wonder if this is really all just being done to prop up Mike Elias and provide somebody else to take some blame if/when things don't go so great on the baseball operations side.
Well, that's typically how it goes, right? So if you're the president of baseball operations and you hire a GM, that you guys suck. Well, the GM's getting fired.
There you go.
Fire yourself. So that's pretty apparent. But I also know that it seems like, and we don't hear a lot from ownership, but Cal says that Elias is their guy. Rubenstein says Elias is their guy. So they trust, you know, what he's putting out there. Now, the question is going to be, I mean, what direction do they go with this? Are they going to get a GM from within? Is it going to be Sig? Is it just going to be everybody steps up a notch? I know that just went out and got an assistant GM in Haas that used to be with the Orioles and then was with the Nationals. But I don't know. Just I guess the philosophy, I think, is going to end up becoming really important with the next general manager, because if it indeed is just an all analytics kind of philosophy, then it is what it is. I think what could really shake it up is what most teams are doing nowadays, and that's having a nice blend of baseball and analytics and making it work together. And I hope that there is more of that kind of baseball feel this next rebuilding stage.
Bordy, let's get to last night's game. We talked a lot about Kyle Bradish on BBT last night. Had four walks, but nine punch outs in five innings and just gave up one earned run to the White Sox. What did you think of Bradish's outing?
He's nasty, isn't he, Bone? I mean, my gosh. I mean, his stuff is so filthy. And yeah, his command might bend a hair off, but my goodness, he's making, you know, those guys look foolish right there. Yeah, so it's exciting to see Bradish doing his thing, because I personally, when I see him pitch, I just think, okay, next year we can count on this guy. He's had his Tommy John. Let's hope there isn't a setback. Like, and I'm not laughing. I mean, this is terrible. You know, John Means had Tommy John, and he had to get it again. So yeah. I don't know. The way Bradish is throwing, it looks like he's going to be good for however long Tommy John does last, which I think is 4 or 5 years now. So run him out there for the next 4 years, and I think we're going to be pretty darn good because, yeah, his stuff is just unbelievably nasty.
Talking with Mike Bordick, who, just to clarify, is not amused by Tommy John surgery. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. And Bordy, what about the Dietrich ends of it all? Is this guy someone you feel pretty good about possibly being in the bullpen next year?
Why? He doesn't have any options, right? You can't build the bullpen without with guys that are just, yeah, he might have a good arm. Listen, this is a, you know, CNL Perez we thought was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
He gave us that great year. This is what happens with bullpens. But I really think this team has got to understand the importance of optionable pieces. And if you land, I don't know how much Enz is going to be worth next year. I don't think he's not under contract, right? So they're going to have to pay a little bit more. But, yeah, he's got a nice arm. And I'm not pushing him aside either. But as far as these bullpen arms, nobody has really stood out enough for me to say, oh, yeah, that's going to be a guy at our winning bullpen, man, when we hoist the trophy next year. You just don't see that blowaway stuff. Or even somebody can say, wow, if he developed that pitch just a little bit better, he could be the next Zach Britton or Felix Bautista. There just isn't that overpowering movement and dominant stuff that I've seen just yet, even though a couple guys are having some pretty good success.
I wasn't going to ask you about bullpen, but now I can't help myself. Hmm. You ever watch these games and you see that they've got a lead in a one-run or two-run game, and you've got Aiken and others available, and they go to Cano? You find it odd at all that Cano, who even at the height of his prowess, when he was an all-star setup guy, you didn't like him coming in with inherited runs if you watched him pitch all the time. And he's coming in with inherited runs in the ninth inning. And he's doing it at times. You know there's a lefty looming. I don't know. Bordy, I wonder what that's all about. Do you ever wonder what that's all about?
Sometimes I guess I do. But I just feel like these guys, as far as a structured bullpen, there is absolutely no structure.
Yeah.
I think Manzolino and the pitching staff, they're trying to piece together something that might work on any given night. Nobody is trustworthy. I mean, maybe Enz to a point, but, you know, so they're just running guys out there and trying to match and mix and do whatever. But, yeah, Cano, whatever happened to him, they can't figure out and make the adjustment to get more movement on a sinker or its pitch selection or something. But his posing up days on the mound should be over. I think he's been humbled pretty good this year.
Bordy, what's going on the podcast?
Woo! Did we have an awesome podcast today? We interviewed the legendary Fred Manfra and all his awesome stories about his you know, history. What I love about great broadcasters, and you guys know as journalists, is that they do so much more. It's not, Fred Manfred is a Hall of Fame Oriole broadcaster, but this guy was doing Michigan Wolverines football games, NBA games, the Olympics. I just love these guys. We have to have such rich history, and to be able to share that on the podcast today was awesome. And we did actually talk about Mike Elias and his lack of the announcement, because he's the guy that controls pretty much everything, so he can say whether or not he makes an announcement or not. So it was kind of his decision, I think. Anyway, so yeah, the podcast has been going great. Thanks so much for asking. Make sure you check it out on the Be More Sports Pod as well.
Bordy, did you have any ice cream yesterday?
Wow, did I break down. I thought I was going to be strong, man. And Tim said, well, look at all these blends we have. Beautiful Heinz ice cream, three beautiful flavors. I said, come on, man, I got to be good here. And he left to go back on the show when you guys did your show yesterday. And I went and just crushed some ice cream. And I had all three flavors.
What was the best?
I really loved them all. They were all pretty good. I'm not much of a cotton candy, I guess. I'm more of a traditionalist. That graham cracker.
Yeah.
That was my favorite, too.
Favorite. Yeah, that was good.
Bordy, you're the best. Thanks as always, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
Mike Bordick. Remember, Baltimore Baseball Night coming up tonight. It's the Bone and Jim
we'll
Hunter
never know
at 6.
About Moon and Nut.
Yeah,
I guess that
they
was,
didn't bring it. It exists.
I'm guessing they must have.
It exists.
You sure it exists?
Well,
I asked
the guy. It exists.
Only in certain markets?
Yeah,
only
no,
like
I said,
he goes, like, it's like a secret handshake thing with the people who order McDonald's off the menu?
They have six flavors. He brought three.
Yeah, it's been out for a couple weeks now. And Monkey Munana Nut.
Why are they not pushing it more?
Nutty Indulgence.
Yeah,
it's banana ice cream with chocolate chips.
You were born to endorse that.
Yeah.
There should be... Like, we hear the promos for all the other shows. There should be you talking up Munana Nut every hour on this radio station.
I agree. Right? Hey, coming up next, Terps are 3-0, but now the Big Ten scheduled starts. We liking them against Wisconsin this Saturday. We'll talk some Terps next year on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At the 2-yard line, Washington will keep it himself, runs to the right side in the end zone for the first touchdown for the freshman. He'll now throw for the 12th time. Throws in the end zone to Knotts. He's got it. And it's a touchdown, Maryland.
Oh, my gosh. Extra butter.
Johnny Holiday on the calls from Saturday. Maryland beat Towson 44-17. Malik Washington 16-22. 261 yards, one touchdown, one interception. The Terps are 3-0. We've been here before. Not with this kind of freshman quarterback.
But
we've been here
that's
before.
That's a big difference.
I did an unscientific poll on Sunday at the stadium, talked to two people who also cover the Terps. I said, they went in Saturday. Both of them said unequivocally no. So I will ask you, Maryland at Wisconsin this Saturday.
I'll be honest with you. I don't really care if they win or not. I want to see Malik in his first road game, which will be his first conference road game.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see them, how they approach this. If they go in with some of the naive sophomoric game plans they've had at home, they're going to get blown up. Now, I say that it would be to do that on the road would be silly. I understand why you might do it at home against lesser opponents, kind of throwing them into the deep end early, basically give them 3 games to ramp up for the real deal. But
They
got to concoct a run game. They got to put him in down and distances. They got to catch the ball when it hits him in both hands. Like, Pep Hamilton better have developed a real quick game for this young man. I love seeing him play 7-step drop, and he's got a huge arm. But again, we're talking true freshman on the road in the Big Ten. I hope Loxley reins some things in, and they've got to figure out a way to run the football a little bit. And I just want to see them develop this kid.
The run game's the biggest thing, because that's a young quarterback's best friend, and they have been just really, really bad at running football this year. And they averaged 3.6 yards per carry against Towson. And Towson didn't have a defensive lineman weigh more than 300 pounds in that football game. You're going up against Wisconsin, who, look, they got blown out by Alabama. Of course, Alabama's under a lot of pressure, and they needed that type of game. But Bama didn't run the football at all. They averaged 3.3 yards per carry. They got to get a run game going. That way you can get a second and manageable, a third and manageable, and help out your freshman quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, I understand we've been talking about Locks needs the transformational victory and, you know, the program, this or that. But the hugest difference between this and everything before it is they haven't had a quarterback like this in a long, long time, and they haven't had a true freshman quarterback like this. I don't even know when. So that's different. And I'm not worried about late September State of Maryland football. I want to see what this kid can do, hopefully in a bowl game. It's a pretty aggressive Wisconsin defense. It's a very familiar quarterback for them. But for me, it's really not about the result of the game. It's about the growth of this offense, them being able to put him in positions to succeed, and Malik being able to play positive football. I can't say winning football, because I don't know that that's where the expectation should be going into his first road game.
We need Beltway
Ben. How are you feeling about this game,
Saturday? What's the confidence level here?
The spread's already moved to 9.5. Started at 7, so clearly a lot of people don't think the Terps have a good shot. And I've done this in so many years, where we see it early and you buy in, and then all of a sudden they let you down. And this is going to be Jason's making the point. How is Malik going to react to a big interception here? Because it's going to happen. How is Malik going to react when he's getting sacked left and right? Because they still have guys in the trenches who make plays. This is not a great offensive line, and the run game, as you mentioned, is awful. It's one of the worst in the Power Four, you know, so far. So they're going to have to get some of those things rolling, and it's also going to be his first true road test, and this is like Big Ten road. MIAA is a lot different, so I think it's going to be tough, but to Jason's point, I'm not fully there with a win. Like, I don't – if they lose, you could still take a lot of positives away, and I think if Malik takes some steps, the offensive line plays better, I'll feel good. And the I'm also very interested to see the defense. They've overachieved to me so far. Yeah. They're very young. They've taken some shots at the quarterback, O'Brien, this week, I've seen. So hopefully, you know, they can keep things rolling there.
Are you confident? You talked about, you mentioned bowl. Are you confident that there are all these bowls that they just have to get to, I think, six wins?
Six wins. I mean, they're halfway there.
Three more.
Well, their win total over under, what was it?
Four and a half.
Confident? I don't know. Tim. I don't know if I'm confident, but I'd love to see it happen. I'm rooting for it. I'm keeping an open mind about it. Look, I think this kid has a chance to have some gravitational pull, to be like a first round draft pick coming from College Park, playing the quarterback position. It's been a minute. And I think if you develop him the right way, and why I'm not caught up in the wins and losses, I'm just caught up in the Malik of it all. Like, there might be some dudes, because money's always a big deal, who leave, $100,000, $50,000 on the table to play with Malik because they think their draft stock's going to go up with Malik. I'm with this kid for 2 years, his sophomore and junior year. Hey, I might, instead of being a fifth rounder, be a third rounder. What's that worth?
By the way, who was a first round? Boomer was a
second
round.
Boomer was second.
Yeah, so I don't know that it's happened.
And to that point,
like, that's how good I think he is if they don't F this up.
But to that point, we've seen so many local good offensive linemen leave. Somebody goes somewhere else. I mean, Jordan Seaton, he's at Colorado, 5-star, number one left tackle in the country. He's a local kid. You see Malik is moving things well, looking good. Why would you not want to come back home? You already have the 5-star, whatever. If that offense is moving the way you want, you feel a little bit more comfortable blocking there. And that's been one of the biggest issues, even with Tolia. In the trenches, the Terps get dominated no matter when conference play starts every year. They need to continue to build in the trenches, and hopefully some of the local talent will stay home there.
Maryland and Wisconsin, Saturday at noon. You can hear that game right here on 105.7 The Fan. We get back to the Ravens coming up next. And last year, special teams were a struggle. But Sunday was a heck of a day for Ravens special teams. What do we think of these special teams? Is that sustainable? We'll discuss next here on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Fan.
Yeah, just a veteran special teams guy that knows how to play the game, has proven it at a high level. That's really valuable. And obviously, you saw what he did. He's made other plays you maybe fans haven't seen as far as coverage and things like that. But, man, that block punt was big. The block punt, the punt return, and then the two defensive plays that set up scores. You're talking about 24 points that got set up by special teams and defense.
John Harbaugh talking about Jake Hummel and the special teams. And Jake Hummel, I saw a film study yesterday. Apologies, I don't remember who did it. But Hummel just was close to getting a block earlier in the game. Did eventually block a punt, led to a touchdown. You had LeJonte Wester's 23-yard return, which led to points. Tyler Loop, two field goals, made all his extra points. It was a big day for special teams on Sunday.
Huge. They don't get the 40 points without some big assists from defense and special teams, and there were big momentum boosts from special teams. I just thought it was a major part of them being able to bounce back from a fairly devastating week one loss. Like, Looper's been really good. I had my little bit of reservations about Wester. Good to see him look slithery, make some people miss, advance field position a little bit. Look, this special teams unit in prime time, just whatever, 6 days before, 12 men on the field, allowing big returns. Like, that, there's, you know, the rush job on the extra point. And I just feel like that part of the operation was not smooth enough and not in sync enough. And they're relying on some undrafted kids, and there's some inexperience there, and I think it showed. And they need to be much better on special teams this year. And in that game, and like, Stout has had a really, really nice summer here, and he looks like somebody who worked on all his craft in the offseason, and him being able to place balls right where they need them and pin people. Yeah, I thought it was a great day for special teams, and there haven't been a whole lot of those around here for a while.
Yeah, special teams, all of the units needed to be revamped after last year, and they were. And Jake Hummel, you brought him in because he's a key special teams player. Of course, Tyler Loop is the new kicker. LeJonte Wester is the new punt returner. And special teams plays can really change momentum in games. And in the first half, when this Ravens offense was really struggling, they scored 10 points, in large part because of the special teams, where LeJonte Wester had that 23-yard punt return that set up the Ravens' first field goal. Then Jake Hummel had the punt block, and then two plays later, Tylan Wallace scored a touchdown. So those two big plays from the special teams contributed to 10 points, the only 10 points that the Ravens scored in the first half.
By the way, that was the only return Wester had. Like, you got to take advantage of the opportunities when you get them. And
remember, he originally wasn't going to return that punt. It just he first started to go away from it, then it bounced right to him. So he's like, okay, I'm going to make the best of it. And he ends up almost scoring a touchdown on that play. I want to get back to the stout of it all, because, Jason, you were very vocal heading into training camp that you thought he was on the clock. And he did not have a great year a year ago. He had one bad punt on Sunday, but for the most part was great.
Yeah, look, I think he's someone who's punting for his career here, whether it's here or somewhere else, or whether they end up keeping him around. Whatever, however this ends up going, it's in the balance. It's to be determined. It needs to be better than what it was the last couple of years. And there's reason to believe that it could. And I do think very highly of their special teams, especially the people who are involved in the kicking part of it and the specialist. Look, they're going to – if they're going to get where everybody hopes they're going, I got news for you. It's going to take all three units being above average. Like, it just is. And when they're relying on as much youth as they are at the most prominent spots on special teams – and when you have a shaky night like they did Sunday, I honestly feel like the special teams needed to take a step in the right direction even more than the defense did. Like, because the defense is at home. They got the crowd with them. They're facing a 40-year-old quarterback. The running back just got there. The offensive line is beat up. Like, yes, those two tight ends can hurt you, but whereas special teams, if you continue to melt down and it's a little bit more of you against yourself, then you just start wondering about, is this – you know, are they going to have a crisis mindset over there? So I thought it was one of the, like, you talk about things that could resonate from that game, right? There's two that stand out for me. Special teams took a major turn for the better, and a group of edge I already didn't like, I like less, because the most accomplished of them has got a soft tissue injury this early in the season at age 36. And that's something that's going to have to be monitored. Even after he comes back, you're going to have to monitor that. And I think that's the football gods telling you, less fan noise going to be more. And my question is, who's picking up the slack? And maybe it is Mike Green by the playoffs, but they play some tough opponents way before the playoffs, and they're already down one they'd want back because that defense laid an egg in the fourth quarter in Buffalo.
For sure. But back to Stout, and we gave all of those numbers, and he's been, you know, in the bottom third of the league when you look at net yards per punt or punt. It's only two games, but he's number one in the NFL in net yards per punt. And really, it could be a lot better if Trenton Simpson downed that ball inside the five, the 3-yard line, where Stout, he's already got 3 punts inside the 20. Should have been another one. So with 4 there, he's been much better in that area of his game.
The directional punting has been excellent for Jordan Stout. You're absolutely right. Where is our confidence meter on the Looper right now? Are we at maximum confidence for Tyler Loop as we enter this Monday night, the week preparing for the Lions Monday night?
I mean, I am. What more did you want out of him? What more should he have done? What more could he have done?
I wasn't implying he didn't do anything.
It's not what he could have done, but we still, like, a game-winning situation. We still haven't seen a super high-pressure kick from him, but every test that he's faced through two games, he's passed. He missed the one extra point that ended up doinking, but he made every other extra point, made every other field goal.
Yeah, I think he... I'm buying what he's selling. All the stuff they talked about, how he carries himself. Just, you look at the way he runs on and off a field, the way he's active, even the way he's willing to give himself up in coverage, because he's had to do that a few times, even dating back to the preseason. I think they found one. That's not to say that there are not going to be weeks where we're doing 6 packs.
Yeah.
And one of the items is Big Looper's in a little bit of a slump, because I got news for you. The scumbag he replaced was in a slump for about, for like 18 months.
And it looks like they found a special teams coverage whatever you want to call it. Jake Hummel looks like a guy that they were lacking a year ago, and they should have this kid, JT. Well, he's not a kid anymore, but JT Gray's been a multiple-time All-Pro who's getting used to the system. I expect him in uniform coming up in the very near future. By the way, coming up next, T-Bone time. It's TMI with TIM. What you got?
Last week, I had to schedule a surgery. I've had a lot of weird physical ailments. Oh, Lord knows mental ailments as well. I will tell you what the surgery is on the other side, but it does somewhat involve my butt.
No.
And I want to ask the people, 410-583-1057, what is a weird surgery or procedure that you have had done? 410-583-1057. What is a weird surgery or procedure that you have had done? 410-583-1057. We'll take your calls next on The Fan.
T-Bone Time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
You ever have any weird surgeries, weird procedures done to you? 410-583-1057. Would love to hear about it, because I am about to undergo another one, and I've had plenty of weird things happen in my life. I blame it all. I was a month premature. I just kind of blame it on that.
That's the reason?
That's what I tell myself. Yeah. I had a motor skills disability when I was a child. That's why I hold my pen weird. That's how I hold my utensil as well, like that.
Works?
How do you hold it?
Like this. No one can see
weird.
It on
yeah,
radio.
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
I had a lazy eye. Have a rod in my femur because I had a really rare bone cyst that even Hopkins was like, what the heck? And Lord knows the mental health issues. But next thing, November, recently scheduled a surgery. I know I'm going to butcher the pronunciation. I can't pronounce. Polyanodal cyst.
Nice.
So basically, it's this cyst that kind of starts where my butt cheeks start. Okay. It's like a little bit, like kind of in the crack. It's very unfortunate. And
in the crack,
does it burn or itch
or anything?
It hurts,
man. It really hurts. And what really set it off to where it's at now, it's very inflamed and painful now.
The long flight?
The long flights, man.
Yeah.
The flights just crushed it. I've had it for years now, but it's recently gotten bad, and now it's like gotten even worse.
You give it a name?
Of the flights. I have not given it a name.
No, that'd be good. I like that.
Have like a name for him?
I go to this.
What was the guy in Dora, the bad guy, like Swiper or something like
Swiper.
That? You know, call
Swiper,
Swipey?
No Swiping.
Swipey, no Swiping.
Swiper, no Swiping.
I'm going to call your whatever it is Swipey.
And it was very embarrassing because I go to get this checked up at Franklin Square. And this doctor had like a PA or someone who's training to go to med school or whatever. And this young girl.
You mean like a nurse practitioner?
Well, I don't know. Whatever.
A PA is like
term.
A production assistant, like in TV.
Is it a nurse practitioner?
Maybe it is.
Wouldn't a nurse practitioner
be an NP? I don't know.
No, I
should just shut up.
Way out of my realm.
Let you talk about swiping.
Yeah, because where's the A?
And
yeah.
I have to pull my pants down in front of her.
The A is when he pulled his pants down.
And this guy. And he's telling me they need to cut deep into it, and they're ripping it out, and there's stitches that dissolve, but then stitches that I need to get taken out 10 days later. I won't be able to sit. It's going to be a mess. But I'm having that done in November.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, bud.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Have you guys...
Swipey's a big problem.
Have you guys ever had anything weird?
You guys know by now I've had a lot of work done on my mouth.
Sometimes you have teeth.
Yeah, teeth
just drop.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Good show.
I have been blessed with bad teeth. Thank you, my mother. I don't know that it's weird, but I have multiple implants. I also, in 2016, had a piece of my back cut out. I had a melanoma. So it looks like a shark bite. That's not weird. So I don't know that anything. It looks like I have a shark bite in my back. But nothing. The teeth stuff is a little weird. As you guys pointed out, I had an implant fall out of my mouth during the show once.
That was something.
So I could feel it coming.
He was unfazed.
He was like,
stomach dropped.
Yeah. I was like,
I just saw your tooth jump out of your mouth.
Yeah. So that happened, but I don't know if it's weird, but
counts as weird.
The tooth thing counts.
So you mentioned lazy eye. So I had like a pronounced really
By the
bad
way,
lazy eye.
Before you finish, just to clarify from before, I had a friend, my friend Cece, PA is a physician's assistant, so he is right.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take that.
Thank you, Cece.
Good win. That's a good win for
you,
Bone.
That's a good one. Yeah. I needed that one. Lord knows I needed that
one in the win column for you and Swipey.
Yeah.
There you go.
What did you...
So yeah, like I had a really bad lazy eye. Like they tried patches and all this stuff.
Did you have surgery? I didn't have surgery.
I had surgery when I was a kid. Yeah, like really young. Remember nothing about it. And then when I was in high school, I was convinced to try it again. And it was, dude.
Tried the surgery again?
Yeah. And it didn't, it maybe helped incrementally. It still didn't really solve the problem. And like.
Interesting.
Bro, they put drains in your eye. Like there was blood and pus oozing out of my eyes. Like they, and they're like, it's not that big of a deal, but why don't you wait till spring break to get it done? And I'm like, well, it's not that big of a deal. You know, and I'm home the next day. Like, why couldn't I just do it and go to school? And dude, like, blood oozing out of my eye for like five straight days.
I don't want to name the place because I was working under the table at the time. But my mom has worked in an eye surgery center for a long time. And one summer, when I think I was in college, I was just doing a lot of grunt work for them. But I would take some of the patients back to eye surgery
is no joke.
Disgusting,
yeah.
And just it sounds scary. Needles in the eyes and eyes turn into fish eyes. Dude, it is gross.
Fish eyes.
Oh, it's disgusting. Well, let's take a couple calls real quick. 410-583-1057. Chris is in Parkville. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Hey there.
Hey.
Yeah, when I was, I think I want to say I was about 12 years young, but I had all my adult teeth already kind of came in, but all except for one where my eye tooth was supposed to be, they had to extract the baby tooth out in pieces because they shot Novocaine through the tooth among about three or four other places. The eye tooth was growing into the roots and along the roots of the other teeth. So it was it was a doozy.
That sounds heinous.
That is no fun, Chris. That is no fun. Marco in Phoenix. Marco, you're on the Fan.
How's it going, guys?
Hey
there.
So a pilonidal cyst. I had it, had the surgery. Fun story when I was in college. Tim, you can probably relate. Hurt so bad you can barely sit down.
Dude, it sucks.
I was in chemistry lecture and just in agonizing pain. I had to go to the actual infirmary. What they did was basically drain it and put like a gauze in there. And I had to go and take soaking baths every day during college between classes. The funny part of this, well, in order to keep the, let's just say, the leakage down to a minimum, they suggested I wear maxi pads in my boxer shorts. And so I'm putting these
in my room.
Yeah. So in my room, off-campus house, I have a girlfriend at the time. Basically, I have used maxi pads in my garbage. She must have thought that I was going through some really loose women the whole time.
Oh man.
Jeez, I don't know.
I think we might have.
On that note.
Wow, Bone. Well, something to look for. Hey, the holidays are coming up, Bone.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
I'll be right there for Thanksgiving. Yeah, I think it's the beginning of November. I'm hoping to just miss that day because I'm under anesthesia, but come back the next day. But I'm going to have to do the whole show, Stan, probably for a couple weeks.
Wow.
Because the guy, because he mentioned that you could get it drained, but the guy was like, it's going to come back. He might as well just get rid of it. Like, this is not going anywhere anytime soon.
Swipey must be eliminated.
He did get the PA thing right, though.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah, Bone. Bone, you earned a win. Good for you.
That constitutes a win.
Hey, he got it right. We questioned.
Under the circumstances, though, I don't know that that's winning.
Hey, well, you'll take it where you can get it, Bum. Yeah. Coming up next, it looks like the Orioles promoted Mike Elias. They've yet to officially announce that promotion, but what does John Mioli think of all this? He covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner, and he joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.